Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Here comes some speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Hey, we're going to try this, Dave. We got jokes today from Michael Rago in Edgebrook and Michael Lake, the conversion engineer in Bradley, Illinois, and Nancy from Arlington Heights, the wife of Robert Mueller, the author of A World War II Battle Visitor's Guide to Normandy, Market Garden, and The Bulge. And Dean Hacker in Bloomingdale and Doug from Sycamore, Steve Noskowitz, the science vigilante, Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota, and Ed listening in Lyle. Dave Carr in Canada, send us another joke. And Amy Dobelar from the Quad Cities. And Rob Curie, the author of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel. Kirkus Reviews calls it a gritty but hopeful thriller. And Bob Corley from Arlington Heights is still searching for a home in Mugville. And James Wing in Niles, Michigan. Leo in Oak Brook. And Father Ron in Peru has sent us a nice note wishing us all a happy Thanksgiving, and he said he makes a list of the things he's thankful for every day, and WGN Radio made the list. Thank you, Father Ron. All right, here we go. Wild Turkey walks into a bar. Bartender says, hey, we got a drink named after you. Wild Turkey says, you've got a drink named Irving? I know that's an old grasshopper joke, but why can't it be a Wild Turkey joke, too? Hey, Dave, you've heard that one joke when you see geese flying in a V formation. One side is always longer than the other. You know why that is, right?
Yeah, because there are more geese on that side.
That's the joke. Well, listener Amy sent this one in. Why do geese fly in a V formation anyway?
I don't know why.
Because the letter G is too hard. That would be cool. Hey, if you're a goose, give us a call. See if you can pull that off. We'll put it on the radio. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sid.
Sid who?
Sit down. It's time to eat. I've been reading a novel set in Romania for over a year now, Dave.
John, I think it's time to give that book a rest.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Philip.
Philip who?
Philip, your plate. Let's start eating.
In the following scene, Dave Innitt will portray Ed McMahon, and John Williams will star as Johnny Carson's amazing Karnak.
Hi-yo, Karnak. The answer to this question has been hermetically sealed in this envelope and kept in a mayonnaise jar since noon yesterday, and no one anywhere has seen or knows its contents.
May the sands of the Sahara never clog any of your bodily orifices.
Thank you for that. And now, the envelope.
Holding it to my head. Two shots of whiskey. No, wait. I think I got to do... I tore the envelope too soon. Two shots of whiskey before the family gets here.
Two shots of whiskey before the family gets here.
All right, now. I'm ruining my work here. Dave, do your line again.
And now the envelope.
No, the one where you say two shots of whiskey.
Two shots of whiskey before the family gets here.
What am I planning for Thanksgiving? I didn't think that was going to be a good idea, but I wanted to try it. Why did the turkey stand on stilts? Because no one eats cranes for Thanksgiving. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Norma Lee.
Norma Lee who?
Normally, I don't drink this much. The joke says eat this much, but you almost wonder.
Yeah.
Turkey joined a boxing club, got assigned to the featherweight division.
John, you need to stop telling Thanksgiving jokes.
Dave, I can't stop cold turkey.
Evidently.
I wanted to do that Karnak thing. And then, Steve, I sent you a text and asked you if we should even try that. What was your response to that?
I said, probably not.
I should have read that just moments ago. We would have been so much better off. Speaking of all of this turkey talk, what's the difference between a turkey and a chicken? Chickens celebrate Thanksgiving.